If it's included in the final budget, the $48 million building should be ready by the fall of 2009. UW-Oshkosh Chancellor Richard Wells says it'll house the school's College of Business and several departments in the College of Letters and Science. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee unanimously approved the project, along with new classrooms for La Crosse, Superior, and Parkside. Wells says other types of state buildings have taken priority in recent years, and now he's happy to see university projects move ahead.
It's about time we got around to doing this. You know, we made other decisions in the state, such as building needed prisons and things of that sort. Some people might debate how much they were needed, but nonetheless, that was a decision that was made. And now that those are, you know, pretty much taken care of, we're trying to make sure we get the priorities for the comprehensive campuses in UW system that have most of our students in them.
Wells and other chancellors are still lobbying for new student unions at UW-Madison and Eau Claire, as well as a new dorm at Oshkosh. Those projects were rejected. More than 12,000 students attend UW-Oshkosh, and that number is expected to rise by 12% over the next 6 years. Wells says the new academic building will help alleviate overcrowding. The Joint Finance Committee approved another $35 million for UW-Oshkosh. That money will go to new facilities and advising buildings. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.